Hey JP. Yeah, I'm with
hey,
you.
sorry, man. I'm out in the middle of nowhere in Wyoming.
Oh, it just dropped.
Wi-Fi. Yeah, it's Wi-Fi calling only, so it just
Oh,
dropped
okay.
somehow for 2 minutes.
You walked too far away,
I don't know what
huh?
happened.
All good. I noticed there was an issue though. I tried to send you my direct number and extension right away, and it wasn't telling me that it was going through. But I know our previous messages were, so I was like, I don't know what's going on
It's
there.
weird. It's just a weird connection thing sometimes out here.
All good. Almost done. I got the client interview scheduled for tomorrow at 9 a.m. and then I just gotta secure your first month's payment of the $299. I'll send you everything in writing, so you'll get the receipt, the outline of the agreement to sign off on this evening. There's a Google verification form and a username and password for your tracking system. It'll all come through.
Perfect.
Okay. I'm gonna have it sent to
Perfect.
your email too, just in case you're in a bad area. You don't miss any of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great.
But I did confirm your email. It came up with your logo when I set up your client interview appointment. So that's good. I missed
Perfect.
it. All right. I'm ready for you
That
though.
works. Okay. Let me get back notes here.
Okay.
1 second.
Take your time. I'm in no rush. I already took it off the board, so they're not calling out anymore.
Next. All right. Card number is an Amex.
Okay. They do tell us to
370.
ask if you have a different card, usually, because Amex charges us, but if it's your only option, then we can go that route.
It's my business card. I use it
Okay.
for everything.
All
I get
right. Let
points
me
still.
actually add it too, because yeah, you're going to want the write-off for this too. So let me do this.
Yeah.
Let me make sure it has the business name on the invoice. Okay. Go ahead. I'm ready for you.
3792
3792.
5263
5263.
0961
0961.
001.
Zero
So it's
zero
short
one.
a digit because of Panrex.
Right, and then it has 4-digit security code on the front.
Yep, 1686.
Okay, an expiration date, month, and year.
It is January 2030.
Okay, January 2030. Okay, let me go ahead and update. All right, so I got to walk you through a voice verification as well, just because I have you on the discounted pricing structure for that platinum bundle. So this is going to outline everything before I authorize the transaction. Now, if I say anything you don't agree with, just stop me, okay? All right, JP. All right, so it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded by Google for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Altitude Property Solutions.
Okay, can you please state your name and title within the company?
John Paul Cook, owner operator.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Okay.
It says 24 hours. Like, do you agree to be
Oh, is
responsive
that a
to...
question? Sorry.
No, you're good. So it says, do you agree to be responsive to calls from our company and your customers, oh, and emails as well, within a reasonable period of time? So it's calls and
Yes.
emails. Okay. And then, it says, in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. We know
So
everything you
obviously, as
said,
of
Matt.
right now, I'm just using AnyList and Thumbtack, but I'll probably
Right.
shut those off.
No, we know what you already have, JP, but the idea here is just to make sure that, like, moving forward, you shouldn't need anything else, honestly, with what I set you up with, but
Yes.
we don't want you to, like, duplicate anything or pay for anything that we're already doing for you. It just causes discrepancies, just like the address and the stuff that we had going on there. If there's like two of them and they can't confirm, they'll actually suspend the listing. So we'll end up missing like a day or two of advertisement until we fix it. You know, we don't want to do that.
Got you.
Okay.
Good. Okay.
All right. And then it says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is March 24th, 2025. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $299. This is going to be for the Platinum Package Bundle. I've included the custom website design at no additional cost. And then I've also included the hosting in your package at no additional cost. And then it says that I've locked in this discounted pricing structure indefinitely. So the agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the 24th day, but you're going to keep that same price, $299, as long as you're with us. There's no setup fees or charges. It says you could discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind either. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue one day, just let us know before the 24th day, so that way we could stop it from automatically charging you. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Whew, that's a mouthful. All right. So let me go ahead and process this payment. When this clears, you're going to receive everything in writing as well. And then you'll have to sign off on that. So it'll have all the products and features, the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, the cancellation, all disclosed in there.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. And we got a nice tracking system for you. They'll send you the link to the app. Right now you'll get the username and password, but they'll send you the link to the app. I strongly suggest downloading the app. It'll make your life easy. It's kind of like a centralized hub.
Absolutely.
Where all the listings are right there. You could request Google reviews. It'll all be right there. That one little app.
Sweet. You said it's Local Splash. Is that what I look
for? Yep. Yep.
Okay.
It's my.localsplash.com it might come across, but if you go to App Store, you could just look up Local Splash in the App Store. It's
Local
available
Splash.
To you as well. Yeah. You just can't access it without your username and password.
I'll just download it. It's a red L, blue S.
Yes. It should be orange, but yeah, it might be red. Might look
or
red.
Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. That's definitely it, though. It's got a little splash in there.
Yep.
Yeah, that's
cool.
It. All right, and then looks like, let me see here. Okay. Oh, yeah, there is the Splash phone, but you don't need that one unless you do opt in to do the Google Voice number. So, yeah, that's it, just the little LS there.
Okay.
I forgot they made it widely available. Before, it was for, like, the last year, they had it as, like, we would send the app. Like, it would come through after sign up. It would come to you in an email, and then the only people that were able to download the app were actual clients. Now anybody can download it. You just won't be able to log in without your own credentials. So
it's easier that way. Just the App Store, why not?
Yeah, I was kind of confused. I was like, oh, it's already up and running, but I forgot. I think I was golfing when they had that that meeting last week. I think I was out on the course. They had a big meeting last Thursday.
Nice.
Yeah, I do that from
time
to time.
You a golfer?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Big. I'm a golf addict. Oh,
yeah,
I'm about a 10.
Yeah.
I'm a 10 handicap.
Yeah, that's good.
Not bad.
I used to be good until I stopped playing very much anymore.
Well, the crazy thing
is, golf team high school shit, you know?
I started golfing in May of last year. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people can say they're a 10 or under handicap. They're really not, you know?
Yeah, that I know. That's I have a coach. He's a pro at our country club, and he's like, yeah, you're just superhuman. But I also play like 3 times a week.
I mean, that's the biggest thing with golf is you got to play, you know? Because I don't play as much anymore. I used to be, you know, I was probably under a 10 handicap. I didn't really track it, but.
Oh, yeah.
But now that
somebody.
I fucking play like once or twice a year, I suck. You know?
I have some buddies that are like that, and they're like, oh, I see you just got into golf. Let's go play. You know, they're members at the club, or they're used to be members at the club, and then they come over, and I just kicked the crap out of them last week. Dude, less than
what
a year. And I'm like, it's all feel, man, like, especially with the wedges. The wedges is just, you know, I just feel that out.
I mean, that's huge right there, dude. If your short game, honestly, you can shave, you know, you can shave your down just by being good with your wedges and putting, you know?
Yeah, they have
all over the place driving.
They have a course right across the street, actually, from here. So the Google headquarters is off Irvine Jamboree, and then they have the Newport Beach Golf Course. And they have a nice, like, putting green and a range. So what I would do when I first started playing is they'd give us an hour of lunch, and I would clock out, and I'd go straight over there, and I would just chip for an hour every day. Yeah, I would pack a lunch.
Yeah,
just
smart.
Eat between calls, and then I would chip. Yeah, so I was literally,
that's
I'd have the clubs
good.
In the back of the 4Runner, and I would just go over there and chip every day, and that helped me a lot, and I would putt every day. And so, I caught on real fast. And then over the last week, though, it had dropped down. I have an app that tracks it all, and it was saying I was a 14 for a while, but the last week it calculated and put me at a 10, so I'm super happy about that.
Like I said, you're still doing good. There's not a ton of people that are, can shoot, that well.
Yeah, within a year. The driving helps, though. I've been an athlete all my life, and, right away I was able to drive the ball, like, I averaged, like, a 300 drive. Yesterday they had a hole that was, that was 280, and I was putting it past the hole, and I was able to keep it straight without any kind of fade or anything, so that was a nice little par 4 birdie.
Especially you can just, like, pull out your 3-wood or, even, like, a 3-iron and just put it right on the green.
Yeah, I use a 3-hybrid, actually. That's, like, one of my favorite clubs. Yeah, and he's like, that's weird, too. Like, most people hate their hybrids. I'm like, I love it. Those long par 5s, good drive, and then usually the hybrid, if I hit it straight, I'm on in 2.
That makes sense. I'm not a hybrid guy, either. I actually, I prefer my wedges over anything, but...
Yeah.
I actually have a 7-5 wood, like a Cobra that I got a while back, and I can just smack the shit out of that thing, and I can place it where I want, and that's like my favorite club.
It's just some clubs, I played with one of my buddies, and I used this TaylorMade Sim 2 set, and I'd hit this thing, like, I think I got a hold of it, and it was like 250. And then he's seen me do it on, like, 2 holes, and he's like, let me use that club. He's like, give me that. Let's try this out. And now he's all like, I got to get one of those. I'm like, go to Roger Dunn. I got it. Like, $200. Just go grab it.
Crazy. Once you find the right clubs and you just, like you said, it's all about the feel. And, I mean, golf's a huge mental game, too,
I spoiled myself, though. I got, like, Sim 2 everything from TaylorMade, and then I have Vokey wedges. And, I got a nice putter.
Spent the money.
Nice Scotty. Yeah, nice Scotty. Right when I got into it, the buddy that I used to work here, actually, with us. He had my position as well, and he's a millionaire now. This guy created these vape companies on the side, and one of them he IPO'd and sold it for $28 million. Now it's in like every gas station in America. But he got me into it. He's like super well off, and he's like, oh yeah, I'll cover your rounds. I'm a member. Just come down, we'll play for free. But go pick up some clubs, And he started sending me, oh, these are all the good clubs. So I didn't really know anything about golf, ironically.
Right.
So I just went in there like, hey, this is what my buddy told me to grab. And they ran up the bill. I was
like,
is that right? I was like, come on, $2,500. I was so mad. I was like, I don't need a putter that's $600, And he's like, trust me, get it. You'll have the same clubs for like 5-10 years. I was like, oh, okay.
It's so true, because I never got a Scotty camera when I was younger, obviously, because they were expensive. But once I finally did, I was like, man, I should have got this years ago.
It helped me so much,
The
putting I struggled with, but it was just this little putter that I had, a little rinky-dink one at first. It was probably like $60, they had it in a bucket out there, and it just had this milled face, and it wouldn't always go straight, and so I was like, there's no sense in this. Now it's got the little soft spot on it, the feel's good, can judge the distance.
Well, their weight is just perfect.
Yeah.
They're just perfect.
Yeah, I actually have a mallet on my Scotty.
All right. This shit just exploded.
Okay. Well, we're basically good to go. I'm sorry. I'm just shooting the stuff with you.
You're good.
So, I want to officially welcome you aboard, you know, say thank you for signing up. We do have the client interview set up for tomorrow at 9, so I'll let you get to that. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, just give me a call. You have my direct number.
Okay.
All right,
buddy. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Have a great day. Bye.